Hey guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis podcast. I know it's been a week since we last updated you guys. Oh, and I'm Brooke.
I'm Kayleen. And yeah, did we record early for Costa Rica too or no?
We did.
So it's been a long time since we've recorded.
Actually, really, yeah, recorded.
It feels really weird, which we'll jump into Costa Rica, but let's just explain what kind of happened. I feel like because the break or the missing a week was so unintentional. And we've actually been such sticklers this whole time about not missing a week.
Yeah.
So it
even
really,
through sicknesses.
Yes.
But yeah. We were both sick. So it was just not happening.
No, I'm like, it really just goes to show that like it was a really crappy week for us to like not record because basically, so what happened was we were supposed to record on our normal Wednesday night. And I was getting the stomach bug that Rocky had had for the past couple of days. And just as a refresher, I had gotten it a week before. I don't know if you even know because you're in Costa Rica, but I got it the Monday you were in Costa Rica.
Okay.
And I was like completely out. So then the next Monday, Rocky got it. And then I ended up getting it again. And so I was just like, Brooke, like, I've got something weird going on. Like, just warning you, if you don't want to record tonight, like maybe we can record tomorrow. Like, I was just trying to make sure I didn't get her sick. Yeah. But then I'm pretty sure Asher and Rhett were already sick.
Yeah. Rhett and Asher were already sick. And so I was like, I don't really want to add the throwing up into it because they weren't throwing up. They just had like other issues. And then literally that night, I woke up in the middle of the night with the worst stomach pains I've ever had in my entire life and ended up going to the emergency room because I was like, I have like gallstones or something. Like it was so bad.
It's crazy. Like, and I'm only laughing because like I ended up like being fine. I ended up not throwing up and I slept through the night, which is so crappy. But yeah, it was, you explained what happened. Yeah, it was just
it
so,
was so bad. It was, it ended up being, it's called viral gastroenteritis, I think. And it's basically like the stomach flu, but in your intestines. And it's just basically like your stomach hurts really bad, like super bad cramping, like burning pain in your belly. And ended up like throwing up, not because I was nauseous. I just like, it hurt so bad. I was throwing up. Like it was the strangest thing. I've never experienced anything like it, but
it's crazy.
Yeah. I like basically had that all week up until like Tuesday.
Well, so you had it and then you were doing better. But then I think I got worse again because whatever I had, it kept coming and going, like coming and going. And like I would feel good. And then the next day I'd be like insanely nauseous and like feel like I was going to throw up. And then I had this like weird like bloating feeling where like it felt like TMI, but I just had to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so then like each night it was like Brooke didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. And then yours came back again.
Yeah. It was on like, so it like went away for on Saturday. I was feeling fine.
Yeah.
Then Sunday when we were going to record.
Yeah.
I was like, no, absolutely not. Like I'm like in my deathbed again.
Yeah. So then we were like, okay, well, why don't we just record Monday and like just post it same day. And then I think Echo threw up Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I am done.
Yeah.
Like we give up. We're going to just skip a week and do it the next week. Because I leave for Cabo in a couple days. I'll be in Cabo when you guys are listening to this. And so I just like, do not want to risk any, I'm like, I cannot be sick on this vacation. No. Like that would be miserable.
Yeah. That would be horrible. Like your first trip away with from the kids and you both are just sick in your hotel room.
I would be so mad. Like
so pissed.
So, so mad. So that's what led us to here. Unfortunately, we skipped a week. We hadn't skipped a week at all since we started the podcast, but
so yeah, we're sorry guys, but
yeah. We didn't even share about it.
Hopefully you understand.
We're so sorry.
We were just too sick to even mention it.
Yeah, no. And we're like, we'll talk about it on the podcast, but then you guys don't hear this for a few days. So we're just like, maybe we should post something. But very unintentional. We just are trying to survive over here. But luckily both of us are good. Our families are good. We're like on the mend. So hopefully we are in the clear. But let's talk about Costa Rica. I know it's been a little bit, but I'm sure people would love to hear it. Just like a little bit more detail than what you could give like on Instagram.
Yeah, no, it was so fun. I was so sad to leave the kids. I like was having those intrusive thoughts of just like leaving them and something bad happening to us. And then when we were like at the airport, I like was just crying. Every kid I saw, I was like tearing up, crying. Like everyone, like my Rhett's like kind of giggling at me. And my mom's like, I know it's okay. Like that was me the first time I left my kids. And I just like, I felt silly, but like it was crazy. I just could not stop crying about it. And then as soon as we started like getting into the adventures, like the next day,
yeah,
I was totally fine. And I was like,
that makes
wait,
sense.
I'm a mom.
Yeah. I have kids back at home.
And then Asher and Clove, I guess they took on our nannies like they were their own parents.
So crazy.
Right. Was very offended. They would send us photos and Clove was just like smiling so big at her husband. And he's like, excuse me. Like, she's not allowed to smile at anyone else like that.
I bet that's so hard to see, especially since it's like someone like you're not very like familiar with. You're like, what?
It's not like their grandma and grandpa or something. Yeah.
Right. You're not like infatuated by the bond they have. You're just like, no, that's my daughter.
Yep. And they literally were calling Rhett or Asher. Clove doesn't really say mom and dad a whole lot in association when at least when she sees us.
Right.
But Asher was calling the mom and dad and she's like, I had to keep reminding him. And he would call her Brooke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No. And yeah. And then when we got home, Clove gave us like the dirtiest look, like cold shoulder, like just like had her head tilted like, down, her eyes you? Looking at us like she was pissed.
She's like, where are my nannies?
Yeah. Like either like, where have you guys been?
Oh.
Or like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Who is,
are you going to stay this time?
Exactly.
Or what?
Yep. So it was good though. The kids did great. We did great. We had so much fun, lots of fun adventures and quality time for Rhett and I. It was so needed. It was so
good.
It
looked so fun and so beautiful.
It was so pretty.
Couple of comments. So I feel like I'm so glad your kids like took that instead of like freaked out. Cause of course you'd way rather them be like so comfortable in the situation they are.
Yes.
And then the other thing is I need to adopt myself into your family because I feel like you guys vacationed so well and just, it looked so fun. So well, like planned out and just like a good mix of like relaxation, but then like adventure and yeah, I don't know. That's kind of how my family vacations too. Mm-hmm. But there's only a couple of us that really like that. And then the other ones are kind of more like laid back. So it's like never everyone really into it.
Yeah.
So
I will say there was definitely some like arguments. I mean, nothing like intense, but like disagreements about what we should do or not do.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I was maybe more into even more adventurous things like canyoneering or like White River rafting, like more intense stuff that some people like were not into. So like
there was,
I think
that
everybody made some like
modifications, I guess,
exactly, compromises to what they would what they like to do. So,
and that makes sense. You've got like a bunch of opinions and just a bunch
there was
of
11 of us. So it was a big group.
Yeah. No, that sounds like my family 100%.
Well, and like we stayed in Airbnbs and the first Airbnb we went to, one of my siblings immediately was like, oh, Johnny, this is our room. Oh, I shouldn't even say names. They were like, this is our room. Like they started claiming. So then as soon as one person did that, all of us were like making claims. Like I'm just dropping my bag on a room. Like, okay, this looks good. I'm taking it.
That is such a big kid family. Like,
oh, yeah,
totally.
I was just dying.
I love that.
The sibling that chose first, that ended up being my parents' room. And so they got the last choice and they were not happy.
Oh my gosh. That's what you get for like trying to claim the best one.
I know.
I think
it's just, I was just dying.
No, it's so funny too. Cause I feel like my family, surprisingly though, is kind of like, oh, like, should I take this like space? Cause like, of course you want to find like the master bedroom and then you're like, okay, parents are getting that.
Yes.
And then like, I get lucky. I feel like since I have kids, it's like, okay, I need a bathroom. Like I'm going to accommodate that. You know what I mean? So the rest of my siblings, I feel like probably got the short end of the stick when we
did
it.
Well, that's the thing. They actually all had bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
Like they were like all like really big houses. We each all had our individual bathrooms.
Oh,
so like,
so nice.
It's not like any of us got super gypped, but it was just funny. Like you just like want the cuter one or whatever.
Yes.
And like, and then in the second house on the beach, my mom, because of that whole situation, was like, okay, the oldest siblings get to choose first.
Oh, nice.
And so we all chose these like bungalows that were like on the lower floor and they looked like a lot more like authentic looking.
Yeah.
They were like pretty and cute and like all wooden. And then everybody else got like the upper floor rooms that were a little bit more modern and just like had the white walls or whatever. And so like we were kind of thinking we got like the better end of the stick. Well, turns out the modern rooms were better because our AC was crap.
Oh no.
Because all the cracks in the wood.
Yeah.
So they ended up like, I don't know, getting the better end of the stick. So
I guess that's a perk of not choosing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can kind of get some sort of benefit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. I'm wondering if like that's a thing with small families, because I feel like it's probably not.
I know, probably not. Everybody probably
gets a good pick.
Yeah.
I relate to that so much. Yeah, I feel like my only other update I was going to say was just not staying healthy. And I just have to comment on the fact that when I get back from Cabo, I keep wanting to say Costa Rica because it's like CNC.
Yes.
I need to like plan out things for my family to leave our house, because I'm realizing we don't leave our freaking house.
When like, you're sick?
No, in general.
Oh, really?
Like, so, okay. To an extent, the things that we do on a day-to-day basis are in our home. Both me and Nathaniel work from home.
Yes.
We don't like go to daycares or take our kids to like daycares or anything. Even when we get groceries, we do grocery pickup. We don't go inside the store. Mm-hmm. Like everything is like at home. And the places we typically go to are our parents' house or like a friend's house. And every time we go to a splash pad or like Elevate, we get sick. And I just think it's because our bodies cannot handle it. It is literally the only thing I can think of that makes sense, because like, I swear it's every time. Like we went to the freaking splash pad and then the next day Rocky was throwing up.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like,
that's crazy.
It's so dumb. I'm like, it's infuriating. And like, I try my best to like get the kids like nutrients, and like we have probiotics, we have multivitamins, like all the things. And it just like, I just don't think it's working, because one, I mean, it's like a whole thing. I think like ever since COVID, like our immune systems are just so bad, and yeah, we just don't get out. And it just hit me. I was like, we need to like schedule things. Like I want to schedule a gymnastics class to put both my kids in every single day, so they're like exposed to other kids and other germs and like other things. And yeah,
I don't know, because I always felt like you guys got out more than we did.
I'm like, okay, but you, I feel like your kids have gone to like the daycares at the gym.
Yeah.
And you probably go into like Fry's more than we do. Like we legit, like
I
hardly
do.
Ever do.
I will say I used to be a lot better about like online ordering. Yeah. And I would do it with Walmart where they deliver.
Yeah.
But I have been going into Fry's because Asher loves grocery shopping.
Oh,
like that's loves so it. And he like begs to go to the store. So I just funny. Like, it's literally just a thing like, okay, let's
like
get
an activity.
Yeah. It literally is an activity. Yeah. So I will say we have been like, yeah, going to the grocery store and actually shopping in the store.
Yeah. I'm just like, we need to figure this out. Like, I'm so tired of it. I feel like for the past 2 months, like we've either had a stuffy nose, throwing up, like there's just so many things that I'm just so sick of being sick that I'm like, okay, we're going to go get every single germ we could get and we're going to build our immune system.
I know. I'm like curious to see if like, if your experiment works,
if it's right.
Because my sister has a ton of kids, you know, they all are in school. They all go to like dance and all these different activities. And I will say just her house is kind of like a constant cycle of sicknesses. Yeah.
So that was kind of my thing. And sorry, I'm going on such a tangent with this, but like, that was kind of my thing for trying to prevent doing a lot of that. Cause I'm like, no, every time we go and do that, like we get sick. I just don't want to go to those kinds of places.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, but now like literally the one time we go, we can't handle it. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like you just have to be like, all right, it's going to happen if it's going to happen. And maybe it doesn't.
And maybe we do it more frequently. Cause like we went to the splash pad, we got sick. Now it's been 2 to 3 weeks and we haven't been to any other place. Cause I'm like, nope, we're going to get sick. So maybe if I just do it more periodically and not like once or twice a month where it's like, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. At this point I'm like, I just got to try something because it's miserable. Mm-hmm. And we're so sick of being home at this point. I'm like, we're literally driving like the other, I think it was during the week of the sickness. I drove around for 40 minutes, literally did not get out of the car, had no intention. Like Rocky's like, where are we going? And I'm like, that way. Like literally just drove around because I'm like, I'm so sick of being home.
I always do like car wash runs or like things like that.
I exhausted all of that. So anyways, if you guys have any experience with that, like, let me know, because I'm like,
send us some tips.
I don't know what else to do at this point. So it's exhausting, but anyway,
I'm so excited for your guys' trip and I'm excited for you to update us all because
I know I cannot wait.
It's like, going to be so good.
We are only plans are like to work out and to like read books by the beach. And
it's going
to
be so nice.
A good time. Yeah.
Well, and it's a little bit different than ours even because we are with like my whole family and you guys will just be you two.
Just us.
And you guys are just like taking it easy, like nothing crazy on the agenda.
Like, so literally, so nice. Pretend that is workout, have sex with my pool.
Sounds like, amazing.
That is all I want to do. I don't, like, the one thing we have booked is, like, a massage. And I'm like, that's it.
That'll be great.
Like, I just want to relax. I want to, like, fully feel, like, rejuvenated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which I could go on and on. But we did talk about, like, the first, like, part of our trip just to fully, like, veg out and relax. And then the second half, we want to do, like, a family, like, planning kind of, like, meeting. Meeting cute. For quote unquote, but like we just want to chat about like our family goals and like what we want like the rest of the year to look like. And yeah. I feel like you do that for like work, but like you don't do that for like your family really, you know? So I don't know. I heard someone do that on a vacation. Her and her husband would just go for like 2 to 3 days and they would just plan out like their entire just like family goals. And yeah. I was like, I want to try that. Like,
I love that. We yeah. always do that like at the beginning of the year and we like check right. in monthly.
Right.
But I've never really thought about doing it on a trip.
Yeah. I
but
feel like you're
could
so
be like a good connecting like conversation when you're kind of just maybe laying by the pool or
yes.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have done it once before. It was when Rocky was like really small, like maybe like 6 weeks old. We went to the beach and like he just literally slept. So we were able to just like talk. And I feel like it's just the only time that you get like full on uninterrupted conversation where like you're not supposed to be like cleaning your house or like doing work or you know what I mean? It's just yeah. like you can fully like dream and envision and try and like execute like what you want your life to look like. So I'm well, excited about it.
Yeah. You'll have to update us with anything that's not too personal.
I will. Excited. Yeah. No, you guys know me. I'm an open book. So I'll share for sure. All right. Let's get into May favorites. I can't believe we're already making this episode again.
I know. I feel like we just did April.
I know. I'm like, I hope you guys like these, but these are actually my favorite episodes to record.
I love them too. And I love hearing other people's. Yeah. Like I love hearing yours.
Right.
So it's just so fun for me.
I know. My sister-in-law will text me like hers too when the episode comes out. And so if you guys have friends that like would love to do this, you guys should do this with each other. You can also post it on our Facebook group too. So like everyone can kind of like chat on it.
Yes.
But I highly recommend because it just like makes you reflect and like find the positive for the month and like I don't know.
Well, and it's yeah. like a good time. It's like a fun way to maybe rethink about your goals. Yeah. It kind of helps me rethink all of that stuff because I will go through my pictures or like rethink about the month. And if I feel like I didn't accomplish as much as I would have liked to, or like I didn't enjoy my time the way I wish I would have, I don't know. It just kind of helps you check in with yeah. yourself.
Yeah. It's like fresh in your mind. Like what did I not do as much of that I wish I would have done? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. You go first.
My first one, my favorite thing we were doing in May is library trips with the kids. And now that summer is approaching and I'm like compiling all my favorite indoor activities because it's so freaking hot here in Arizona. And one of those activities is the library. My kids just love the Queen Creek Library. Yeah. It's like they act like they are in Paris when they walk in there.
It's so fun, like the way they set it up. I feel yes. like there's so many like fun little areas. I don't know if you've ever done like the reading time there.
I've never like done like one of their dedicated. It's usually like one of the things that I do and I'm like, okay, like, what should we do? Let's yeah. just run to the library.
Yeah. yeah. And you do have to sign up for those, but it's so cute. Like they do like a reading thing. And then at the end, at least the day I went, they did like a bunch of musical instruments and like play scarves. Cute. And like all these kids are just like playing in this room. And that door, that like igloo door mm-hmm. thing, whatever, you can go like in and out of it because it leads to the room they do it in.
So fun.
And yeah, no, I've done that a couple of times too. And it's super cute and fun. And
it's so cute. Yeah. They have like hot air balloons floating. They have like mm-hmm. all these different scenery scenes set up and they have like blocks and trains that the kids can play with. So if you have a library close to you, you guys should go check it out. And I also found out that if you have, at least with our library, you can like check out free activities each week.
Oh.
Which I didn't know for like you and your spouse or whoever has a library card. And so like one of them is like a zoo in like, I don't know, it was a little bit further away. It wasn't like yeah. the Phoenix Zoo, but there's like a free zoo pass. I don't know, they have like a bunch of different fun activities.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like the library is like.
Like a hidden gem.
A hidden gem for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of made me excited for our travels because they're so excited about these simple scenes mm-hmm. in a library.
Oh yeah.
Like I can't imagine like their awe when they like see like Switzerland yeah. or Tuscany. Like I'm just so excited. And like when we go to the library, I'll find books, like children's books on the places that cute. We're going.
I love that.
And so we'll like look through those. So kind of trying to build their interest and excitement for like yeah. the things that we're doing. So
I can just imagine how much they're going to love like the freedom of just like exploring and just like being creative.
Running around in the puddles, yeah. Playing with the bugs, seeing the animals. I'm so excited.
This is so off topic, but I've been watching like a lot of like minimalist like YouTube videos. It's actually this one girl. And she talks a lot about how like when she decluttered her toys, like her kids just got so much more creative and they just like played with like everything in the house. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that will literally be Europe for you, because it's not like you're going to pack a bunch of toys for them to play with. Like they're just going to explore wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And I bet you it's going to be like so good for them. I'm like really jealous of that.
I am very excited for that. Yeah. I feel like we're taking each place like a little bit longer than we probably normally would. Yeah. So I'm like hoping That's to smart. Do more like homey things in the places that we're at, like a little bit more maybe baking or cooking, just like chilling, relaxing, like doing laundry in our place.
Like more normal life.
Normal
like
life traveling. On vacation. I'm so excited. Much.
Okay. My first one is literally when I'm like, I was like, I haven't gone to a splash pad in a long time because we got sick. And okay. So hear me out. I have such a love hate for splash pads, but the Founders Park splash pad has like a chokehold on me. And I looked at my May in, that's like the only place I went. Like, I think I had five different like times of pictures going there, and it's just so relaxing. So if you guys don't live in Arizona or like the East Valley, I highly recommend just finding like a place like this where like there's grass around the splash pad. It's fenced in. So like it's low stress with like keeping track of your kids. And there's a big tree that like shades the grass. So like I'll sit over there and like bring a picnic lunch. And we've also done this for dinner, and I really like it because then Nathaniel can come too. I always get in a swimsuit so I don't get bothered by getting wet if like my kids like want me to pick them up, or like if I'm getting hot and I want to just like put my legs in the water or something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know what it is. It is literally just such a vibe, and it just makes me feel like summer, even though it is so hot at some points. And it's just like kind of miserable getting to and from like out of the car. Like I end up sweating once I'm like in the car.
Yes.
But it's so fun. But yeah, specifically Founders is what gave my children hand, foot, mouth and the stomach bugs. So I'm like,
I feel like your kids are so much better at the splash pad than mine.
It's because it's all I do. I swear. Like we've just gone so many times, and like we always go in there with them. And I know you do too. Like you definitely get up and like go out, but like Nathaniel even more will like just completely get soaked and like go under there with them. And so I feel like they've seen like more
so
of
does
it.
Rhett. You
know? Yeah. I'm like, Rhett would do it
there.
Too.
Rhett
yeah.
is like a child in there.
Do your kids love Asher, water? Cause like mine love water.
They do, but they are like temperature sensitive.
Okay.
That's so probably Asher what it is. Gets a little bit chilly.
It's definitely cold at that one too, especially like until this point.
And I think he prefers the dry park.
Yeah.
So he like immediately is like, all right, let's get out of here and go to the dry
and
park.
There's a dry park right next to Founders. Yeah. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Yeah. But, and that's actually how Carter Manziel is too. So that's kind of a bummer.
I know.
And Gilbert Regional.
I know all of them That's have a dry park next to it. And I think Clove is happy anywhere.
Yeah.
It's more so Asher. Yeah. Because even when I went with you, he like 5 minutes in, he was at the gate, like ready to go to the other park.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just think my kids are really like water babies. And like, I don't know what it is about me, but like there's something about water that like brings a level of joy into my soul that like I can't even explain. Like even we were doing the splash pad, because the whole week that we were sick, we like did not leave. So we like blew up our splash pad in the backyard. We did it like 4 nights in a row. And Nathaniel was like getting in with them and like sliding across it. And like, I'm just like sitting there smiling at him. And I'm just like, he's like, what? I'm like, I just love you. He's like, because I'm in the water. I'm like, yes. I don't know what it is about water. It just like does something to me. So I kind of feel like my kids have that in them.
Yeah.
And they're not super like sensitive to temperature either. My nephews are like that. Like when they get super cold, they're like, okay, I'm done.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just something about it. Yeah. Although I
agree.
Don't know.
I love the water. But yeah, the sicknesses that you're getting from there, I haven't experienced like an immediate sickness to correlate. So it's, crossing my fingers that doesn't happen to me.
It is too coincidental for it to not be for us. But I also think my kids are kind of sensitive to like germs, honestly, which I'll back to what I was saying before. So. Anyways.
Okay. My next one, speaking of water, clove swimsuit wedgie. I just cannot even. It's so cute.
She has the cutest butt.
She does.
Cutest butt. It's such just a weird like comment, but.
The juiciest legs. Yes. Like, oh my gosh. She's she's got thunder thighs and a cute booty tush.
Yeah. Rocky's my cute tush as well because it's very thick and full. And like, I've been obsessed with that kid's butt since like day one. I have photos like after bath, like holding him naked with his butt, just like propped him on my arm. Same. Yeah. And I know Clove and Rocky kind of are like the same in that sense.
They're similar. Uh-huh.
That's so funny and so cute.
I started gardening in the month of May, which I know we already did so much chat about this. So like, I'm not going to beat this on like a, like anymore, but it's just been so cool. My like newest thing that I don't know if I've shared is like taking store-bought things, putting it in water, letting it root and then planting it. Like I just finished planting all of my green onions today. And it's just so like bizarre to me. Someone sent me a reel where they did this with a pineapple. Like they cut off the bottom of the pineapple and like put it in water and then put like it in soil and a new pineapple sprouted up. And I was just like, yeah, that's probably how a pineapple grows. But it's bizarre to me.
Like, my sister's kids do it like with watermelon seeds.
Yeah.
They literally have a plant in their garden. They haven't touched it. And it's like sprouted. And she's like, I think that's Addie's watermelon seed.
She like did it intentionally. Like,
no,
plant.
I think my niece did it without like Megan even that's prompting. So cool. They just, you know, they do it all the time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so cool. Like, I feel like we can become so disconnected from like how things are because everything is so automated. Like we just don't see the process of how things grow. Mm-hmm. And for some reason to me, like lately, that's just like blowing my mind. And I'm just like, wait, life is like really cool. If you just like get back to like the basics of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so cool. I don't know. We'll see what I end up like growing from the store.
Have you made any salsa yet?
No, because not everything is like bloomed yet.
Okay. So where are they all at?
They're definitely growing. Like they've definitely doubled in size. And my jalapeno plant has like flower blooms right now.
Okay.
So I can tell that they're like starting, but I think I'm still just trying to figure out the heat. And like at first I wasn't watering it enough. And so like now I think I've gotten it to like a good amount, but I just don't know when it'll bloom. But
yeah,
I'm out there every morning watering it. And it's a little piece of joy.
We just picked Rhett's parents. They have like a little farm. They have like horses and chickens and things. Yes. And we just picked one of their zucchinis and they're getting a ton of tomatoes right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we enjoy it through them and through my sister.
Okay. But that's like also a really cool part of it is like, if you can't or don't have your own garden, like go pick from someone's that's still the fun part of it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Without the work.
we will be there one day. I think we're living in our travel era.
Yes, that'll be this year. And then next year when you slow down and you stay home a little bit more, it'll keep you busy.
Exactly. Well, I'll go ahead and just say my Asher thing then, because I always have one for each of my kids. And that is Asher saying, get it, Clove, whenever she's dancing. I'll just like have a song going on in the car and Asher, I'll just hear him randomly be like, get it, Clove. And that usually means she's probably dancing and he's bobbing. Like cheering her on. And it's the cutest.
He's the best. He's like such a little hype man. And he just is. Like, I don't know, your like wins are his wins. Like you can just feel it in his little body. It's so
stoked
sweet.
For you.
Yes. You talked about Asher. Of course, I'm going to talk about Rocky. I too have one for both kids every time because they're such a part of our lives. But my favorite thing about Rocky this month is I like always tell him like, Rocky, I love you so much. And like this month he started just replying so much. Mm-hmm. Like, and I just thought that was like the cutest thing. Like
so cute.
Nathaniel and I always said, I love you. I love you more. I love you most. Like we always did that in high school. And it was like, you couldn't say anything after that. It would be like whoever said most, like one kind of thing.
Yes.
And so it just reminds me of that. And like, I don't know. It's just like a little cute thing. This is also kind of random, but Rocky's been doing this thing where he goes like, he starts like acting like a baby kind of. And he goes like, and like, just like looks at me. And it's every time he's like missing me and like wants like physical touch. Like he just looks at me and he's like, and like, I have like little videos of him. And so it's just so freaking cute. Aww. He's like just starting to like do things that are like him, you know? Mm-hmm.
I know I don't know if it was the first time, but it was the first time in my mind when I was like, oh my gosh, it's that moment with Asher where he literally said, Mom, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, we're in that
phase.
That's
so crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's like going to be a huge thing where they just want you to watch them over.
Yep. He was jumping on a boogie board. Aww. He thought he was doing the coolest thing.
That's so like so cute though.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think Rocky said that yet. And I'm like really excited for that. But also it's like the whole why thing where you're like, you're excited at first.
I haven't gotten the whys yet. Oh my gosh.
My goodness.
Scary.
Yeah. It's, I'm trying my best to stay enthusiastic with whys. So.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Okay. My next thing is I did a hair refresh for the summer this month. Prior to this hair, I did my dark hair for the first time. I've never gone dark before. And I have never really had to think about what happens when you do your hair darker and your color fades. Like I just, that isn't, wasn't even a thought in my mind to be thinking about. And so when I went to get my hair done this time, I was just kind of like, for some reason, my hair just looks like blah. Like it does not look that good. It doesn't look as even as dark as when it was done.
Yes.
And I looked back at like my after photos from when it was dark to like my before, before I did it, the refresh.
Yes.
And it was so much lighter. Like all of the dark was like basically gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, no wonder I've been feeling like I really need something done to my hair because it was literally was like all that dark was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. And we don't ever.
I know. It's just like not something I've ever thought about. And so I just did like a really simple, little bit lighter, like honey blonde. And I love it. It was just so nice to have just a little bit of like a refresh onto my look. And I feel like it made it more summery and I don't know.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I feel like everyone needs like a summer refresh, like just kind of figure out your vibe, make you feel like really confident and just cute.
Exactly.
I love it.
Confident and cute for the summer.
That is my vibe for sure. My next favorite is Lululemon. And I feel like specifically wanted to share this because I no longer am nursing. And I feel like it was like the first month that like my boobs went back to normal or what like I realized would be my normal. And so I figured out like my perfect pair that I like love. Like I have a few different styles of leggings and tops. And when I put this combination on, I'm like, yes, like I feel good in this. Mm-hmm. And it's the Wonder Train pants. I now like Wonder Trains better than Aligns. Like
really?
I just feel like they're just so much better in my opinion. They just like hold you in better. I feel like for my body type, like specifically, I want like my pants to be like that.
Yeah.
I really like Aligns for like leisure, but I don't really wear them for leisure. I always wear them like working out. So I'm like, okay, this isn't really doing it for me. They like slide up and they stretch out too easily. Like just not as big of a fan anymore. They make a contour Wonder Train that I love even more. It really sucks you in. And every time I wear them, Nathaniel like compliments me 1,000 times. Like, I really like those pants. I'm like, sure you do.
I'm sure you do.
And then I love the Flow Y bra. And this bra did not work for me when my boobs were bigger. Like I was just like spilling out of it. But now that they're smaller, I love how thin the strap is. I just feel like it's like so dainty, but like it still holds me up super well. Like I can do like jump things and like it's still supportive. Mm-hmm. And I'm just loving the non-milked up boobs. I'm
like, oh my gosh, I feel you. My boobs, I still like, I don't know. They're still too much for me.
Yes. I still feel that too. I'm like, they're still just very like flappy.
The skin is so soft. It's like paper thin.
Yes. It's so thin. Uh-huh. And I still think like I have a little bit of like shrinking to do.
Yeah.
But
I think I do as well, just as I continue to lose weight or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I just got the same Flow Y bra, but the knockoff, the crazy yoga.
Yes. Yes.
And I actually really like it. It's good.
Okay.
I mean, I will say like the fabric and like the make and quality, it's not comparable to Lululemon. Like that's what you're getting with Lulu and it's going to last a lot longer or whatever. But if maybe you want like a crazy color, like I got like a bright red set. And so I did like the crazy yoga pants and the Y top and I actually really like it.
Okay. So I've tried the crazy yoga pants or whatever. Uh-huh. And I do not like them. At least with me, they do not stay up. Like I am just constantly pulling them up. But I do feel like I've tried, I don't think it was the bra. I think it was the cami bra, if that makes sense. Like it's like a tank. And I felt like that quality was like fine for what it does. Like, I feel like tops, you don't need them to be like insanely good quality.
Yeah.
Although there's like nothing that feels better on my body than Lulu.
I know. It's 100%. Like, if you want that, like the really good fabric, the make everything, Lulu is the best. But if you want a fun color and just like to mix something up, I do think that it is comparable in some ways.
Yes.
All right. My next one is a product that I was obsessed with. I just got it. It's the House of Noah tumble mat.
Yes.
And I am obsessed. I did get it. I'll do a disclaimer. I did get it for free to share on my Instagram. But in all honesty, it is such an essential in our house. I mean, I love it for myself just to play with my kids. Like, I'll pull it around anywhere that we're playing so I can like lay on it. It's comfy. I'll like stretch while they're playing. And then Asher's like been doing a lot of like tumbling in the house. So that's been fun for him. And I don't know, she's like so comfy that I feel like it encourages them to play longer. We like build forts on it, which is way more comfy for me to like climb into a tiny fort.
Yes.
If it's got a comfortable floor. Like
padded.
Yes. And I think maybe because my house is all wood and we just have like thin rugs everywhere.
Yeah.
That it's like now like a game changer for me to play on the floor with my kids. But I don't know. I just love it so much. And they're so aesthetic. Like House of Noah stuff is just so cute. So I'll share a link on my stories or on our story so that you guys can look and see what it's like. But I highly recommend if you don't have a tumble mat, you should check theirs out.
I wanted to try them too. I was going to work with them as well, but all of my house, like that is rooms, is carpeted and it is like a connector, at least not the tumbling mat, but the rugs.
They're play mats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm like, maybe I should talk to them about the tumble mat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing.
No, I keep seeing it everywhere. I'm like, everyone loves it.
I didn't think it was a necessity until I had it.
Yeah. I get that 100%.
Yeah.
I have a product I'm going to mention too, that I worked with as well, but I mentioned in last month that I was trying like a new glowy drop, from Typology, and I literally use it every single day. I'm so obsessed with it. It is their glow drops, and I mix it in with my moisturizer, and it has like a kind of like sparkly like look to it, but it also has like a bronzy look. And I just feel like my skin, it just like makes my makeup go on so well. It just makes me feel like exactly what I'm saying, like natural and glowy and like tan, which I
can't
love.
Go wrong.
You literally cannot go wrong at all. So I will leave that linked after Brooke's story as well. Yes. And yeah, I think if you purchase over like $40, you get like their blemish serum or something. Like there's definitely like a little perk with it, but you have to try the glow drops.
You're gonna have to let me test them out.
Yeah, you should just try some of mine because I really like them. Like I'm gonna bring them to Cabo. I'm so excited.
Let's do like a product day, like where we just like get ready together and try each other's stuff.
Why have we never done that?
I don't know.
I would love that. Even if we don't go anywhere, even if it's at night,
literally,
I would
like,
love that.
Just like do like product like exchange.
All of your essentials, all of my essentials. Yes. I would love that so much.
Maybe new girl night activity.
I know. I'm like, that's an idea for you guys too.
Seriously.
That'd be so fun.
All right. My next thing is making all of our fun summer plans. And I'm sure all of you guys are like building your summer bucket lists and things, but I've just been trying to plan a lot of fun things because it's so hot here in Arizona and it's hard to get outside. And it's also hard to think of things to do inside. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people love summer because you're doing outdoors things.
Yes.
But here it's almost the opposite. Like you're forced indoors.
Did we talk about this last year? Like basically seasonal depression for the summer?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling that already.
Yeah. And so I'm like really trying to make it an exciting and like teach myself that, there's actually still a lot of things that we can do outside and a lot of fun indoor activities. And I'm kind of trying to like frame it like our Christmas advent calendar, but not as crazy, like not every single day, maybe more so of like some kind of list. I don't know. I haven't like figured out how I want to play it, but I saw Amber Phillips. She did something similar.
I was just going to bring her up. Yeah.
Yeah. All that hers was like, her execution is obviously like so cute and flawless, but they did like a fun bingo card for their Europe trip. I love that idea. Like
love
do
that.
Like a summer bingo card. My sister told me how one summer they did like a theme for each day of the week. So they did like Making Monday, and I actually made these up, but she like said that she corresponded the first word with the first letter yes. of each day. So like Making Monday, where you can like make treats or make crafts. I don't know, anything that you can do with making. And then Tasting Tuesdays, maybe you make a new recipe each Tuesday. Water Wednesdays, like a water activity. Thrilling Thursdays, you try to find like something thrilling to do, something new and exciting. Free Fridays, try to find like a fun, free local activity. Sweating Saturdays, whether that's like working outdoors, I don't know, doing anything yeah. like active sweating. And then Serving Sundays, and you like do a little bit of service on Sundays. I don't know. So I've been just like trying to like think of a way to make our summer fun, but not overwhelming. Yes. But be creative with it still. I don't know. So I'm still like up in the air, but that's what I've been trying to do. I've been building like a little bucket list, but I want to figure out a way to like execute it in a fun, creative way.
Like
so,
visual way that's like yes. fun to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. A couple weeks ago, I peeked at this and I saw that you had written that. And so I started looking on Pinterest and I had seen it on there, which I don't know. I've never seen this before, but that is the cutest idea ever. Like
which one?
The themes, like oh, okay. the Making yes. Monday or whatever. Okay. Like I am there with you. I already like looked on Amber's Amazon storefront too, because I was like, I want a cute notepad. I want little like,
yes,
not watercolors. What is it? The like crayons kind of thing that are like.
They're like, yeah, oh.
Wax crayons or something. Mm-hmm. I don't wax. Know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I was going to say chalk, but no.
Cause like, that's the part that makes it fun for us. I feel like it's to like, yeah. feel like it's like a creative outlet and then it's something like pretty to look at. And like,
yes,
I don't know.
Inspires you each time you look at
yes.
it.
Yes.
Like I need something that inspires me.
Yes. And yeah. I need a list of things to go to when I'm like, what the heck are we going to do today? Mm-hmm. So I am right there with you again. That's going to be something I'm going to plan in Cabo of just like, what can I fill this summer with that just makes it fun and intentional for our kids and just like a summer to remember, you know?
Yes.
I love it so
well,
much.
Well, and speaking of that, I did write a couple ideas that I thought, I don't know, I thought I was being very creative and fun with these. So I'll share them with you guys.
Please do. I'm like seriously way too excited about that. I sent it to my friend as well because I'm like, okay, you would love this. Like I sent it to Artemisa.
Oh, she's yeah.
like, yeah, I'm doing that too.
She's so cute. She is, yeah, I feel like she's on the same page with yes, us for sure.
For sure.
Okay, so these are some of my little ideas. I thought it'd be fun to make summery treats. So like
yes.
homemade lemonade, like popsicles.
Yeah.
yeah, all like the fruity things. Go boating on the lake or like mm-hmm. any lake activities, which I feel like I always never think about for some reason.
Neither
it's a far drive. That's the only thing.
But it's really not that bad.
It's not. It's 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it's like, if you don't have a boat, like to just do like a beachside kind of thing, which yeah. I know it can be kind of dirty at the lake, but like even just the Salt River, like mm-hmm. why don't we plan and do that?
I know. And like bring out paddle boards or yeah. something or little tubes or yes. anything.
Yeah.
And then mini hometown adventures, because cute. I've been planning all of our trip things and all like the cute little things that we can do with the kids while we're there. And they're honestly so simple, like things mm-hmm. that I could probably find here. And I'm like, yeah. why am I not doing this here in yeah. Arizona?
Why don't we ever enjoy our hometown? I feel right. like that is like such a thing for everyone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah, I'm like trying to make that a goal for us this summer.
I
so.
Know. Like a staycation that's like just things you don't usually do. Or, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Or a day pass to a resort or, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
My friend just did that for Mother's Day. And I was like, why didn't I think of that? Like, so
by the way, my birthday is this month.
Can we do?
So yeah.
June 15th.
Okay, I want to do the spa day still.
I'm seriously there. Like, let's I'm telling it. You, I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The boys got the kids. Yes. My next one is redoing spaces in my home and just like making my home feel more like a home. I always get like this when I redo rooms, and I just redid Rocky's room to make it like a toddler room. And yeah, just literally every time I redo it, I'm like, okay, next room, I want to do it like right now. But then I forget how much time and money it yeah. all costs. Mm-hmm. But I just received, so I was waiting on 3 things to put on his wall, and I received 2 of them today. So I'm just waiting on 1 more, but I don't think it'll be done before Cabo. So hopefully when we get back, I can hang that all and just like share it. But It's so cute and fun. And it's just like, Rocky's been so stoked about his new room. He keeps calling his bed his new bed. And
is it still so going so well?
Yes. He's actually doing so good with it.
That's so good.
So, so good. He doesn't get out.
Wow.
Like he's tried. So for the first week, yeah, I'll just share like a brief update here because I don't think I've really shared anywhere. But for the first week, he literally didn't even get out of his bed. Like
that's crazy.
Not even once. And
he's kind of a rule follower.
He's such a rule follower.
Yeah.
And even when he was like throwing up, because night two, he threw up all over the bed, mm-hmm. all over the rug. I was like, great. Of course,
your this brand is how new it things. Goes.
Everything brand new, yeah. all white. I'm like, great. So yeah, it took him into a week and he tried to get out. Or he just was like at the door, but he'll even open the door and he won't leave the room. And like, he'll just like go run back into his bed.
So cute.
But we do have like a little lock on it. I just don't have it fully locked. Cause like, I don't know. It just like stresses me out that he's going to get locked in there. It's like break down his door. And maybe I put the lock on the wrong side. I don't really know, but it's like the one that you have on your front door where it's like, you have to squeeze the sides and like pull it down to like lock it.
Oh,
it's on the inside.
Oh, yeah. You're going to lock him in there.
So we haven't put it all the way down so that way we can still open it.
Oh.
And so I did it up because kids usually pull the handle down.
Okay.
But then we showed my mom the room and then my mom with him like watching pulls it up. So he learned.
Oh, shoot.
So now he knows how to do it. But like I said, he doesn't get out. So it just hasn't been a problem. So
yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. It's just super fun to like redo spaces.
Still have yet to see it. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a reveal for me too.
I was like, you should go look at it. But no, Rocky's asleep in there.
Every time I'm over here there, he's always asleep. Yes. So
yeah, no, it's been so fun and cute. And I just feel like it's really boy and like kind of grown up. There's like a lot of black in there, which I feel like Nathaniel loves black. So it like just makes it seem more boyish to
yes.
me, you know?
So cute. So. I know. The kids' rooms are so fun for me.
So fun.
And I don't know why, like I can always finish their rooms and nothing else in my house for some reason.
Same. Like literally our nightstands. I am so sorry. We're getting on such a tangent, but I was putting Echo down for a nap probably like 2 weeks ago. And I come back into my room and Rocky is like by my windowsill. My nightstand is completely on the floor and one of the legs is off. And he's just looking at me. He's like, Missy trash took out window. He's so lucky he didn't get hurt. Like, but he literally stood on it and the leg snapped off.
Oh my God.
So like, I just had to like shove the leg back underneath and like, it's so janky, but I'm like, I don't want to buy new nightstands yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting.
I think the primary bedroom is usually the one that is like the last thing on the list. I don't know why.
I think it's because like usually it's like closed. Like people don't usually see it. You don't usually share your intimate space. So it's just like whatever, but
yeah,
I'm really excited to do it. It is the next room we're going to be doing.
So fun.
Sorry. Also, I redid the playroom for the third time downstairs and I finally like figured out how I like it.
So. You liked your function of it?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw your story about that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just been kind of going crazy with being home and just trying to like redo stuff.
I love it. Okay. My next thing is hair oil. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but since I went and got my hair done, Logan was like, wow, your hair is like so healthy, like the healthiest it's ever been, like coming back to her. And it's because, well, I swear this is the reason, who knows, but it's because I've been using, have you heard of Mad Hair Co?
No.
It's Madison Murdoch. She came out with a hair product line and I have her hair oil and I use it as a pre-wash treatment. So I like do it in my scalp and I put it through the ends of my hair and I do it every week. So like basically every time I wash my hair, cause I wash my hair like once a week.
Okay.
And I put it on there for like a couple hours and then I'll wash my hair. And I especially like put it in the areas that are really dry or thin. And my hair, I swear, is like so healthy on the ends, like no damage, no breakage. I swear it's getting thicker. And so, yeah, I just am swearing by that hair oil. And of course I still love day hair oil, but I feel like with that one, I usually use it as like a quick boost of like shine and smell.
Yes.
Less of like a treatment.
Yep.
But yeah, the mad hair oil is.
Okay. You got to link that too, because I've got lots of dry areas and lots of thinning areas. So
yeah,
I want to try it.
I feel like with all my postpartum hairs, they're all like super long now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, another product for me to try.
There you go.
Echo's double pigtails is my next one.
Oh my gosh, so freaking cute.
I am obsessed with it. It is so cute too, how much that like it just melts Nathaniel's heart when I do her hair like that. He tells her like 1,000 times how beautiful she is when her hair is like that. And he just stares at her. And he's like, Echo, you're still in my heart. Like it is, I think that's part of why I love it too. Yeah. But her hair has just grown so much and like it's a lot on this side. So it's just so easy to do it. And it's just such like a dream of mine. I've always wanted to do my daughter's hair like that. And I just cannot wait to like be able to put it in like an actual ponytail or like braid it or.
I know, do all the fun things.
I love doing her hair. It's so cute.
So cute.
And I'm finally getting the hang of like how to entertain her and like how to get it better. I mean, it's never perfect, but like.
I know. I saw that perfected it. And we've tried the pigtails, but her hair is thicker in the center.
Gotcha.
And so the one pony is better for
that's
her
thing right now.
Yeah. Yes, but we're working on getting to the two. Yeah. It's definitely like something I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna make this work one way or the other.
Yes,
because they are so freaking cute.
So cute.
I've bought so many like matching like bows just to do them, and I'm like, when can I use these?
I know her little hair clips have been my favorite.
So freaking cute.
I love it.
My last thing was just Costa Rica. Yeah. I feel like that was like a really major part of our May, and sure. I could not mention it. But it was so fun. I just feel like I haven't been that adventurous or like exploratory since literally 2019.
Yeah.
And it was just like bringing back the good old days. Like we took a bunch of like travel-y photos that we would have taken in 2019. And I don't know, it just was all the good feels. I literally forgot what it was like to be a mom and
in the best way possible.
In the best way possible. Like I freaking miss my kids, but yeah, we had a good time. So, no,
and your photos turned out so pretty.
Thanks.
Like, I'm like jealous that that's like something you guys can do because, like, I would have that vision and it would never be executed. But, like, the one where your hair is like flipping and you're like sitting in front of the water is just so pretty.
Thank you.
It's so fun.
I feel like I just really enjoy taking pictures and I, of course, like want to be in them. And Rhett probably hates me for like, making him stand somewhere and like telling him, okay, this is the shot I want.
Yep.
But I just enjoy it so much. Like people and my siblings were like, wow, I think you've been taking pictures this whole time. I'm like, yeah, it's so fun to me.
You're like,
it is just
I
like,
don't have a kid like whining that they're done. Like, yeah. I'm going to do this slow and steady and enjoy it. Yeah.
We were doing like shared albums and literally each time, I think each day I had like 600 photos.
Yeah.
Just like from my phone that I was like putting in there.
But also your siblings benefited. I saw a lot of photos of not you in it that you took.
Yes.
And they're lucky.
I took a lot of everybody else.
Yeah.
But I just like really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I was ready. Running around everywhere, just
a little tourist. I love it. Okay, I have two more. I'm gonna make them quick since I have more. But my one is Pliables. It's a place in Queen Creek that just opened, but they have like many, I think, in other states as well. Specifically, they have a coconut-based acai, and I'm pretty sure it's just coconut. It is so good to me. Like, which is funny because I had Nathaniel and Kelly both try it and they're like, eh. I'm like, no, this is so good. it's like my new favorite dessert. Like we went over the weekend and I got one that had like the coconut base. And then it had like, I think granola, strawberries and bananas. And then like Nutella drizzled on the top and it was so good. And like my stomach doesn't hurt after it. It's like not dairy. You know what I mean? And
it is so good.
I'm obsessed. Have you tried it?
I have. And my bestie from, I want to say middle school, but no, my bestie from elementary school, she opened that location.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, shout out to you, girl. Your location is great. I'm like,
go Erica,
so nice.
You and your hubby.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm obsessed with it. It's been like a fun ritual after like my workout on Fridays.
It's right there by your gym. That's so nice.
Yep, it's so close. And then like they have an orange power smoothie that I really like too. And it's like full of protein. And I don't know. It just like feels like a little slice of like Hawaii here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. Obsessed with it. And then my last thing is just Nathaniel's effort. I feel like this month, like he just really tried to like fill my cup and like I just felt it. Like one night he just randomly came home and like brought me flowers and like we don't really do that kind of stuff. Like we're just, I don't know. We've been together for so long. I feel like it's easy to just like forget about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But Like, he also made dinner, and I put Rocky down, and he came downstairs, and, like, he had candles lit, and there was, like, music playing, and it was just, like, we had had, a rough night with the kids, and it just completely changed the vibe, and
yeah,
I don't know, yeah, I'm, like, he's just the best, and I just appreciate him noticing, like, what makes me, like, feel happy and just, like, fulfilled, you know?
Yeah, that is so cute, yeah. The music and the candles.
I know, I it's just, it. Like, a little thing, and I was vacuuming our room the other day, and I saw, like, a pack of candles just shoved underneath the bed, like, he's so funny to me, but
it's giving me How to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When Matthew puts on the the candles and the music, and then he's like, oh wait, now I mean, like, goes and, like, unlights them. I don't know.
Yes,
so cute.
Yep, that's Nathaniel's romanticism. Anyways, hey,
well, yeah, that was so fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did, because we clearly did. We talked a bunch.
I know. It's my favorite episode, I swear. I hope you guys enjoy them, because they're going to keep coming.
They are. We're not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah. I'm like, it's already going to be June, and we're just starting a new list. So hopefully it's fun next month. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoy. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.